This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. I'm your host, Todd Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Clothesline Settlements, our preferred partner for all your settlement needs. Well, you're in for a special treat today because in the studio with us now is Dan Ford. He is the Executive Vice President of Urban Pace. And from looking at his website and his business cards, you're one of an incredible marketer. I mean, this is the coolest card I've ever seen.
I'm glad you like it.
And the website. Now, now tell me a little bit more about yourself. Where are you from?
I grew up in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. So you're obviously a Steelers fan.
I'm a Steelers fan and a big Pirates fan.
Okay. And where did you go to school?
I went to Penn State, and I did my MBA at American University here in Washington, D.C.
Very nice. So you're attached to the local American University.
I am.
And so once you're done with AU, what did you decide to get into?
After AU, I had a concentration in real estate and urban development there. And my first job in real estate was with a real estate developer here in the city.
Wonderful. And that's like a, I mean, how long ago did you get involved?
I graduated in 2006.
Okay, so it's back in 2006. That was kind of like a new trend going on.
Yeah, we were the first, American was the first business school that had a real estate concentration within the MBA, which is why I chose it. Mm-hmm. But 2006 was not a great time to start doing real estate development.
But it paid off.
It did. I am where I am now.
And it's the hottest thing in all of DC right now.
It is. It's a great real estate market right now.
Okay. So you're at American University, you start getting into working with the current, with the developer,
mm-hmm.
and then are you still with that developer?
I am not. So I've had a few roles. I've worked in real estate development. I worked for a general contractor for a time. I worked for a brokerage firm doing debt and equity placement, and now I work for Urban Pace, and we do sales and marketing of new development condominiums.
Now, let's go into that a little bit further, because you said, explain what Urban Pace is doing.
Sure. Like,
who's your client, who are you representing, and how are you making a difference?
Sure. All of our clients are real estate developers.
Okay.
We represent them to do marketing and sales of new delivery condominiums.
Now, a developer that goes in and builds like 300 homes
sure.
in an area, they got their in-house people.
Sure.
Explain the type of developer person.
So we work with developers that are doing urban infill projects. So our typical unit or building size is anywhere from 10 to 100 units.
Okay. So if a developer goes in and they're looking to develop 10 to
sure.
100,
yep.
they call you.
Yes.
And you're their guy.
We're on their team as soon as they want us as part of the team. We will be their marketing firm to project manage the delivery of any website, brochure, signage, any of the collateral needed to help sell the homes. And then we have a sales team in place that works to find end user buyers.
Really? So you're like a one-stop shop so the developer can focus on the construction.
Soup to nuts.
Very cool. Now, I know you don't want to give away any of your clients, but can you walk me through a success story of one of your clients?
Sure, of course. We have a building that we're selling in Adams Morgan that
okay.
we were involved in very early to help the developer make sure the unit count and the unit mix was appropriate for the site, to make sure the unit layouts were going to be as marketable and efficient as possible for the buyers. We started selling about 6 months ago. It's a 31 unit building. We have sold 60% of the units. We have about 6 months to go before delivery, and we have sold it for an average of about $100 more per square foot than pro forma.
Wow. That's a good success story.
We're happy.
And I'm sure they're happy too.
I believe they're happy as well.
Very cool. So so you got Urban Pace, and mm-hmm. you're making a huge difference with these developers. So are these like established developers, or are these people, because there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, I want to be a developer.
Sure. It's everybody. We have clients that it's their first building, and they come to us because of the expertise we have in helping them figure out what the appropriate building is in that location and how to market and sell it for them. And we have people that name brand developers that we have worked with multiple times, and they keep coming back to us because we've done a great job for them.
Okay. Now, I know you keep representing Urban Pace with our conversation, but mm-hmm. what exactly do you do for Urban Pace?
My title is Executive Vice President.
Okay.
I spend about a third of my time running the day-to-day business. I spend about a third of my time working with our sales team and our marketing teams to make sure projects are moving forward and you know, hitting the strategy and the timelines that we've set with our clients. And I spend about a third of my time on business development.
That's a lot of responsibility. Plus, you got a family, and you have one kid or two.
I have a one baby. Yes. One baby.
How old?
4 months.
4 months. Congratulations. That's still new.
It's very new.
Are you getting any sleep?
Not much. I've been up since 5 today.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What's the biggest? What's the one thing that you love about having a child? I'm a new parent too. That's why.
You know, I usually put them to bed at night, and it's nice to. They're really sweet whenever they're asleep. So seeing him sort of nod off and just getting a chance to look at him and it's pretty special.
Isn't it amazing? You're like, I made this.
Yeah, it is. Wonderful. It's scary that I made that.
But it's so wonderful. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Dan Ford. He's Executive Vice President of Urban Pace. I'm your host, Todd Borwood, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Dan, when does Urban Pace get involved into a development project?
We can get involved pretty early in the process. We have a project right now where we help them get their BZA approval. Through helping them and their zoning attorney craft the appropriate strategy, but we'll be involved very early to help them and working with them and their architect to make sure the unit count, the unit mix, unit sizes are what we think are the most marketable and are most appropriate for that location.
Wonderful. And what geographic area do you cover?
We work in DC and the urban suburbs, so Arlington. Bethesda, Silver Spring, Alexandria. We don't really go out too far into the suburbs. It's really not, we don't have a level of expertise there.
Right. Now, let's talk a little bit about DC. Mm-hmm. What are the hot areas? What's the not hot, so hot areas? What's the future? Give us some insight that you're allowed to give in.
Yeah, I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know what the future is, but I know where I get calls about different areas. And people are starting to look further and further into Northeast, which has not been traditionally a place where there's been a lot of larger scale development. So Brookland is a neighborhood people ask about a lot.
Okay.
Bloomingdale is a neighborhood people ask about a lot. Still some people asking about Shaw, which is where I live. Development tends to, it seems to grow in a concentric circle sort of thing. So there's an epicenter, and then every wave it goes out just a little bit farther from sort of the central part of Northwest, which is where most of the activity was for a long time.
Okay. Now, I want to throw you a little bit of a curveball.
Sure.
What's your take? Is Southeast going to take off?
I think it is.
It's a hot area. I think it's a great location.
The Anacostia Metro Station is one stop from the Navy Yard. You know, you're just across the bridge from the baseball stadium and all the activity going on there. It's that next step. The river is a little bit of a, geographic barrier that people need to get used to, but there's a lot of things going on over there already, so I definitely think it's going to happen.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to pick your brain a little bit on that. And also, as far as your developer clients, what various services do you offer them?
So like I said, we can consult on the front end, helping with unit mix, unit sizes, unit layout. We are their marketing project manager, helping them find the right creative team for web development, brochure design, sign design, and then that flows right into the sales side. One service we get asked about a lot is IZ sales, which is sort of front brain with a lot of real estate developers right now.
Explain that a little bit further.
DC has what's called inclusionary zoning,
okay,
which is through the entitlement process, there's a certain amount of square footage in a building that's set aside as affordable units, either for buyers making either 50 or 80% of area median income. And so a lot of people have questions about that, the process, how what it is, because it's still pretty new. It's something that a lot of people haven't experienced yet. We've done a lot of IZ sales. We had to close contracts this week for IZ units. We have three more currently under contract. And we have a specialist team in-house that does that, and I think we're the only people in the city that really figured it out. And so that's a level of expertise that people ask about a lot, and we're one of the very few, if only, that has the answer.
So you're like a necessity if anyone's doing any development down in D.C. or this like outskirts of the suburbs?
We can answer all their questions.
Wonderful. Well, what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, is the chance to get in touch with Dan Ford and his company over at Urban Pace. Just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. Because if you're doing any development or you know someone that is, they got to get in touch with Dan, because you're like set up for failure unless you know what you're doing. It's you guys are merely making a difference and getting the city to where it needs to go.
We want to help our clients succeed, and we think we do that.
Wonderful. And what do you see the future 5-10 years down the road with Urban Pace?
You know, we will continue to really dominate the geography that we work in. We've had really strong market share, and we continue to do that and plan to continue to do that. And, you know, really for us, it's having really deep knowledge of the places we are working. So we just continue to learn more and more about this city and the buyers, and be more and more helpful for our clients.
Wonderful. So Dan Ford, thank you so much for being here. This was a great conversation. Coming up next, we got 123 Junk. These are two guys that are brothers, and they're making waves in our area, and they're the company to look out for in the next 10, 15, 20 years. I can see them going national. Good group of guys.